back to the Autumn Ticket, 12 minutes away from the million-dollar Kennedy Australian Guineas. Turfy, Matty Stewart, let's go through the field. We'll whip through them.
Whip
and get
through.
And get a comment on all of them. Ole Kirk, the Caulfield Guineas winner, best-performed horse in the race, coming off a head-scratcher last start, backing up a week later. He is a $7 chance, Turfy.
Yeah, look, always happy to forgive a horse one bad run. It wasn't a good run, but he was hard up there against the fence at Caulfield. He's got the mile run on under his belt. He is a Caulfield Guineas winner, courtesy of a W. Pike special, I may remember. McAvoy here, drawn 15, has to go back, but you would have to include him in everything.
It's stable doesn't risk colts, and they're backing him up, and that's nearly enough for me to respect him.
Number two is Tagaloa, the favourite at 360. This is what Natalie Young had to say about Tagaloa this morning.
Yeah, it was so good to see. It was, you know, it was like the horse back that we've seen winning the Blue Diamond. So, it was a huge relief, to be honest. Just, you know, to get that win as a three-year-old for him and to keep his value, obviously. Oh, look, his sectionals were super last start. He had 59.5 kilos, and he gave them all weight, and he ran at a really super time. So, I think he's come through the race brilliantly. I expect him to be a little bit flat those few days afterwards, but he wasn't. He was bouncing around, and I put him in the roll this morning, and he was off his head kicking and squealing. So I just love seeing that. I saw that before the CS Hayes. So his work's been the same, if not probably a little bit better. So I can't fault him. I know it's the Group 1 Guineas, and it's a very good field. Dom to shoot, he had really good sectionals. You've got the Philly Zoo Dancer. And obviously, Old Kirk's, you know, dual Group 1 winner. Look, he, you know, I'm sure Hawkes will turn his form around, and he'll be there to win too. So, and Acer, look, it's not going to be easy, but Tags, he can just sustain that really, you know, long run a long way out. And I think that's to his advantage. But the draw is going to be a little bit tricky.
You with him, Turfy, today?
Yep. I mean, it was an 11 out of 10 ride by Luke Curry to win the Hayes. You know, out to the mile here, I'm not saying it's an awkward draw by any stretch, but he's got to continue on with his form spiral, which his last two runs have been much, much better.
I reckon, ride him a bit ugly, just ask him the question, and then just rely on his, you know, his strength, basically.
Number three is Acer. He's run second at his last four. Can he break through today? He's been well back, Turfy, into 650.
A little bit of D-Day about him, I suppose, but all of the runs have been good. But he's drawn to get the lovely run again, Acer, and he's got a winning chance.
Yep, I agree, map-wise.
Cherry Tortoni, number four, drawn awkwardly. He's a nice horse. He's 850.
I tell you what, he's been about $16 in. Barrier doesn't really hurt him too much because he, you know, he is a get-back horse. Was a lovely ride also by Billy Egan when he ran fourth behind Tagaloa here in the Hayes. I think he's a winning chance, this bloke Cherry Tortoni, and I think he, you know, he had three pretty solid jump outs leading into that first up run. So, despite the fact I'm sure he's Sydney bound, particularly with his penchant for wet tracks, I think he's going to be right in the finish here, but he's going to be giving them a start.
I reckon it would have to be run at a strong enough tempo for him to get into it.
Number five, Dom to shoot the WA Galloper, is $10. And we spoke to Sean Casey this morning, and he was pretty buoyant about his chances.
Yeah, lovely draw, and his two runs in Perth just before Christmas, before coming here, were very, very good. The Kingston Town was a beauty, and he was, you know, the best run-on effort in the Hay Stakes. Drawn to be a little bit closer in the run. He's a winning chance for mine.
Ditto.
Number six, Luna Fox, 200-1.
Yeah, looks like he's a shot duck, Luna Fox. He's a size winner here, but he was really poor first up in the Hays.
Matty, you give number seven Grand Slam a big
I've actually
hope.
Just backed him, and he's been specced. I reckon he'll rush around them, and I reckon they'll leave nothing on the table, and I reckon they'll try and run them ragged.
Pass.
For those who missed it, number nine or number eight, Poland, was a late scratching, an incident with the tie-ups. So really bad luck.
Bad
for
luck.
To the connections, Poland out of the Guineas. Number nine, Beltoro, $71.
Yeah, look, he wasn't too bad in the Hayes. It was a lovely ride. He had a lovely run in transit for Jack Hill. He's drawn three, going to get the same sort of run. could he flop into get his photo taken for third or fourth possibly, but that would be his best prospect for me.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
Number 10, Embolisms, $81. The wheels have fallen off his last two starts, Turfy. Can he bounce back today?
Look, it was just a rubbish run last start, so I couldn't tip him.
No.
It's Our Time's been busy. Wow. Its last couple of weeks, $41.
$1,400 into $1,200, back out to $1,600. That is unusual for Danny O'Brien. Pass.
He's, you got to respect the trainer a bit here, too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like that's true.
The O'Brien factor.
Yeah. It's a Group 1 race, you know.
Jet Propulsion, Kiramar, Dave Eustace, $31.
Got a lot of time for this horse. I think he is 2,000-metre horse. But when they're gasping for air, some of them at the end of the mile, I don't think he will be. He's the blowout, one of two maybe blowouts in the race.
I'll have to take your word for it. I haven't got as good a handle on him as you have.
Camborne, could he be one of the other blowouts? He's a $34 chance.
Some haven't forgiven him for Flemington. I have, in that I don't think he raced inside horses. He got a bit of a brush from Cherry Tortoni. He's drawn nine here. He's my other blowout in the race.
No.
Number 14, Iron Edge, 150 to 1.
He's run some pretty good races in town, this bloke. This is flying pretty high.
Number 15, Hit a Shock. Just went too quick in front last start. He's on screen now. He looks pretty warm in the mounting yard today as well. He is an $81 chance.
He drew 11 of 14 and they went to the front on him. I suspect that won't happen here, but NGE, not good enough.
And the filly. A big chance, Zoo Dancer, $5 into $4.80. Jamie Carr on board. She looks good in the yard. What chance you give the filly, Turfy?
You know, she beat the fillies over 1,400 last start and ran quick time, ran a really good time. Well, they ran 1:22.32 and the Colts ran 1:21.63, so inferior time. But I don't think she'll run a mile. If you ask me, that's what I'm basing my opinion on, but she won't run a mile.
They were very wind-assisted times that day too. There was a howling wind behind them, so I don't think time alone sort of justified it. I'm a bit with you, Turfy. I just got a feeling, I don't know what, I just think she's not good enough for some reason.
All right, well, let's see what Jane Ivell likes in the mounting yard for the $1 million Australian Guineas, and then we'll go to Dean Lester for his tips as well. Tagaloa, the favourite, but there's been good money for a couple of other runners, including the filly Zoo Dancer as well. Not going to Jane Ivell as yet. I'll just have a quick look at the market. $3.60 Tagaloa. Asar's at $6.50. Cherry Tortoni is around about an $8.50 chance. Ole Kirk, $7. Here's Jane Ivell now.
I think he keeps improving and he looked outstanding in the yard today. He's exactly what you want to see from a Guineas winner. He's an impressive type. He's strong. He stands over ground. He's going to relish the 1,600 metres. He's absolutely glowing in the coat. I thought he was a standout. He goes on top for me. Next best, Cherry Tortoni. He's another that's returned in terrific order this time and another that's going to relish the 1,600 metres. And I think from a fitness point of view, the team have got him here in the right order.
Okay, three
on top for Jane Ivell. Dino, you've been a big fan of Asar along the way. You impressed with him today?
He's always impressive in the yard, Michael, and he'll run a good race from barrier one. I've just got a doubt him running a really strong mile and sort of watching the replay that Caulfield Guineas earlier, Ole Kirk beating him and Grand Slam, and a few of them have gone missing out of that race. So it might be up for the fresh horses. Tagaloa was injured in that race, so I don't take any notice of his run that day. But I'm with, as I've mentioned, the WA horse, Dom Deschute, because I just think he's got a lot better tactical chance than he had 2 weeks ago when he drew wide. He's drawn better and he can get a lovely run. I think Tagaloa will run well. Cherry Tortoni didn't run in the Guineas. He ran in the Bill Stutt behind Glenn Fiddick and then went to Sydney. And then, but his first up run was very good. He showed his right in this group. Ole Kirk, don't know what to make of him, but you know, maybe he can bounce back. And you know, I've been batting up for this long shot Jet Propulsion for a while, and I can just see him being in the three wide train. If they start getting tired, he'll be strong late. But no, I'm happy to be with Dom Deschute each way.